We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Let's wrap it up Wednesday.
Yes.
I always say Hockman and Crowder, we're taking all the stations, Papa. Somebody texts in, this damn Papa is so annoying. Makes sense. Reminds me of a friend who kills a joke, overplays a song. So I text him back, tune to 560. The show there is 1,000 times better than the one you're listening to on 790.
Gotta agree, bro. Them dudes over there Papa, doing it.
Change they that station, it. Papa.
Bro, I know you got
I
hit.
Never get tired of that.
How many times you got jumped on as a kid?
Well, listen, my mouth has not been my friend.
You were always this way?
Always this way. Dude, text back. LMFAO, I will admit you're witty, Hawk. Guess I'll keep listening.
See? Y'all just became friends.
We just became friends. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. So I was late a segment getting here. I was caught in traffic. I'm assuming, actually, we'll have Gia have her first traffic report coming up in about 15 minutes. So I'm assuming 95 southbound is still closed. It was for me. It was closed 95 southbound, just a touch north of 103rd. So they were making everyone on southbound get off on the 103rd Street exit. So just be aware of that if you're stuck on 95 heading southbound. There's a fatal accident around 95th Street. So. But I started the show with that Safeed Dean tweet. I actually didn't start the show. I started my segment with it.
Yes.
Zach Duarte started the show.
We all were here. Dolphins, oh, yeah, you weren't.
Dolphins from Safeed Dean in the Sun Sentinel. Dolphins, this futility is really staggering. Dolphins are 199 and 203 since 1994. So they're 500 since 1994. Last playoff game was 2016. We remember that. That was against Pittsburgh. They were the wild card team. They got run off the field.
Yes.
Somebody took a huge hit in that game. Who was it? It was Matt Moore. Was it Matt Moore? Because he was playing in place of Ryan Tannehill.
In Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude got laid out, almost died.
Yeah. On the sideline.
Yes.
Yeah. Whenever say Steelers and big hit, I go to Pat White immediately.
Oh, well, that's the one where he got knocked the bleep out.
Yes. He woke up on the turnpike.
So their last playoff game was 2016. Their last playoff win, 2000. Their last AFC title was in 1984. And their last Super Bowl title, 72 and 73. It's an unbelievable run of futility. So, Solana, what year were you born?
94.
So, in your entire lifetime of being a Dolphins fan, they've been a 500 mediocre team. In your lifetime, they've gone to the playoffs a handful of times. And the last time they won a playoff game, you were 6 years old.
Six.
I mean, that's really, it's unbelievable. What? But my point is, when I read that, you know, because we talked with Ben Vohl in the last segment, is you understand why they're doing what they're doing.
Yes.
That is purgatory for a sports franchise. That's purgatory. That's
decades of purgatory.
Like, it's hard to be that mediocre. You know what I mean?
You know what it is?
It's hard. It's much easier to be really bad or really good, but to try year after year, season after season, to right the ship, to try. And remember, these are seasons that include Dan Marino, Jason Taylor, Zach Thomas, Junior Seau, Channing Crowder.
Huh?
Give the ball to Channing.
Hey, man, just let him go. He was going, sounding good. Give me some props. Leave him alone.
But you do understand, like, if you're a non-believer, like Ben Volen said, maybe the NFL is a little embarrassed by what the Dolphins are doing. Like, you can kind of understand where they would go, hey, we have to do something drastic. Drastic times call for drastic measures. We have to do something drastic. We have tried to piecemeal together competitive teams for years and years, decades, and it hasn't worked. And so let's blow it up to a, like, blow it up.
Yep.
So there's no one that comes in and says, you know, I do see a foundation there. Like, to the rubble. And start there. And that's exactly what they're doing. And I think that it's going to end up being the right move in the long run while you get that momentary season of pain.
And I think one thing we can give Gase credit for is when he came in and said, don't worry about it. I'll figure out Tannehill. I'll fix him. And Stephen Ross, who's going to be 80 years old next May, he believed him.
Yep.
And he stuck with him for years. And now this time Stephen Ross said, and Stephen Ross actually came out 2 days ago and backed the rebuild, backed the tank, whatever you want to call it. Where, no, to all these stats, all you're talking about, last Super Bowl victory was 73. Last AFC title was 84. We need to do something different. Don't tell me about fixing it. Let's get a brand new car. Don't continue to replace this alternator.
Right.
Let's get a brand new car.
And so there's a season of pain. But I really do believe this. I believe this season, and it's going to be brutal, can be fixed in one offseason. Now, whether you trust the Dolphins front office because it's Chris Greer and Reggie McKenzie and Brian Flores and Stephen Ross, ultimately, those four guys, whether you trust in them to be the right guys to use all the cap space and use all those draft picks correctly, that's what this season is all about. If you don't trust that they've got the right brain trust to do so, then I could understand where you'd go, this is terrible because this season is a harbinger of things to come. But if you do trust that they're going to be able to hit on most of those draft picks and they're going to be able to fill holes with all that cap room, then you go, okay, I see what this season's about. And that's what it's all going to come down to at the end.
But we can't, you can't decide is this a good move or bad move off if these picks work out. I know it's a good move because the stats you're talking about. It's time to rebuild.
Right.
It's no. I hate when people say, I hate texters, and I'll tell you, I'm calling you out. I don't apologize, actually. I'm calling you out. Oh, we have 3 firsts, 2 seconds, 3 thirds. We have 13 draft picks this offseason. They're going to mess all of them up. So do you want draft picks or do you not want draft picks? Because draft picks are very valuable. So you don't want those because they might not be the scratch-off lottery ticket that's the winner or whatever, the million-dollar winner. It doesn't make sense. When you rebuild, you have to trust. To your point, you have to trust the guys that are picking the groceries. And if they're wrong, they're all going to get fired.
Or, like, when Crowder says, matter-of-factly, they're all going to get fired, they will all get fired. Period. End of story. Because this season is all about getting it right during the next offseason.
And we'll know soon because we've seen Patrick Mahomes walk in this league as a quarterback in ball.
Yep.
Baker Mayfield's doing his thing.
Yep.
We see these young quarterbacks. There's some coming up right now. Carson Wentz can play ball. There's some young quarterbacks. Tua, Fromm, Herbert, Love, all the names we've heard. These guys come in and they're just 500 guys again. You evaluated. We gave you 4 or 5 first-round draft picks in 2 years. You evaluated everybody throwing the ball in this United States of America and couldn't find a guy, you're fired. Reggie McKenzie's gone. They're all going to be gone. This is Chris. We talked about it before. I think we talked about it last week or earlier this week. This is Chris Greer's job, life opportunity to show that he's been working in the NFL for 20 years.
He will write his legacy or his narrative based on this coming offseason.
Next 12 months, you're going to see if Chris Greer really should be a GM in this league or not. And I'm sure Stephen Ross has told them that. Stephen Ross has been – he's been lied to enough learning how to do this ownership thing. I think Stephen Ross figured it out now. It's either production or I need to get rid of you. It's not like a real estate company. I can't just pull and plug guys in. I need to have a overall regime that knows what they're doing. Stephen Ross, and I brought his age up for a reason. Stephen Ross is 80. Steve can't wait 10 more years.
I was going to say, he doesn't want to do this much longer. He can't do this much longer. He didn't buy this team. It's been over a decade now,
it's
right?
It's been 10 years
he didn't buy this team to have a 500 record and one playoff appearance, or two playoff appearances, I guess, because he was there in 08, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't buy this team for that. He spent over $1 billion. Like, he wants what Jerry Jones has had, relevancy and victory and Super Bowls. Like, he wants to do it.
And one thing I don't like about Safeed Dean, his little article, he didn't bring up the last time we won the AFC East, because that was 08.
Well,
I have the T-shirt, Hulk.
No,
it don't,
was,
no, no, Jack.
You're tied.
Don't tell AFC East champions. I got the hat at home. I know they didn't print that hat on accident.
Wasn't that a tie with New England?
Why you always get all into the context
well,
of things?
It was a tie.
Who went to the playoffs? We did.
Well, so did New England.
We won the AFC. I don't like you. Leave me alone.
So I'm looking at the lines right now. The Jets line has come down a little bit. So New England is a 22-point favorite over the Jets on Sunday, and the Cowboys-Dolphins line has stayed the same. That's 21.5. They may end up, I know Solana was celebrating yesterday that the Dolphins were not the biggest underdogs. It may be that they're the biggest underdogs by Sunday. Let's get to headlines here with Alejandro Solana before we move along.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. The Dolphins did sign safety Doug Middleton to the 53-man roster, previously played at Appalachian State and was with the New York Jets.
All right, so maybe it won't be a bad season after all.
Huh? Middleton?
What else you got, Solana?
The Eagles have so many injuries that they called off Wednesday's practice, guys.
Really?
Yeah. They just did walkthroughs on Wednesday, but practice was pretty much canceled. Alshon Jeffrey, DeSean Jackson, Dallas Goedert.
Who do the Eagles have?
Carson Wentz.
The Lions. They're 6.5-point favorites over the Lions. You know what? I think I would take – whoa, what was that? Power surge? What is going on here? Whoa!
I got to go home.
What is happening here? This is like – what's that show I watch? Stranger Things? What is going on in here? The lights are going on. There's Winona Ryder! What is happening in here?
Winona Ryder, she steals.
She's in Stranger Things. Oh, okay. Yeah, she's a shoplifter.
Doesn't she steal?
Yeah, shoplifter.
For fun.
Eagles are 6.5-point favorites over the Lions. I think I like the Lions in that game. I don't think the Eagles are as good as people think, and the Lions are always capable of winning a game.
Hawk, if we're going to bet this, let's bet it before the news gets out that they're not practicing this week. Let's capitalize on this information.
Well, we got some information.
Goodness.
Now, the question is, much like the Dolphins front office, do you trust Solana to have the right information?
Never mind. Let's look into it.
What else you have, Solana?
I've never heard of that. I've never heard of team
where they
not
just
practicing.
Hey, well, let's not practice. Let's just walk through.
Because if those guys don't play, you still got to put 11 people on the field. Get somebody prepared to actually play in those guys' spots. That, I don't know if that's a good decision.
What else you got, Solana?
Champions League update. Today, Real Madrid will play at PSG, and Atletico Madrid versus Juventus. Both of those games have actually kicked off at 3 p.m. The Florida Panthers play at Montreal in preseason hockey. Puck drops at 7 p.m., and in about 30 minutes, the Marlins will play their series finale, Crowder, in Arizona versus the Diamondbacks.
About 30, man. People are texting in. Patriots did not make the playoffs in 08. I was wrong there. So it was just the Dolphins. So I stand corrected. And Safeed Dean, we need to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
And finally, after a 7-year hiatus, Darko Milicic plans to return to professional basketball. The 34-year-old center, kickboxer, and apple farmer, and tends to suit up in a Serbian league.
What?
I actually saw some little ESPN special about that.
Apple farmer?
Yep. Apple farmer.
He's an apple farmer.
Yeah, he like changed the money he got by getting drafted out, he like changed his entire family's generational lives. And like, yeah, they own all this crap.
And they went into apple farming?
Bro, man, you can't question that man's passion.
All right, well, I guess if you love apples, that's the perfect way to exploit that love of apples.
You gotta love something to make money off of it.
I don't know, but if you do, it makes it easier. You have weather, Solana?
Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park right now in South Florida.
By the way, a professional meteorologist, Julie Durda, is going to join us next. So give us a quick weather, and then I'm going to have her critique your weather. Like, give us a quick one.
Right now it is partly sunny.
Perfect. Give us the sponsor, and then I'll have you do more when Julie's on the line.
No precipitation for 120 minutes.
I'm being 100% serious. That's enough. Give us the sponsor.
Weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. You can visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways, drawings all day long, and it's free to enter. Visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
Hold on to your weather report, because Julie Durda is going to join us in the next segment, and I'd like to have her critique what you do for the weather, okay? So just hold on to it. You're still going to get to perform, okay?
Get ready, bro. I mean,
get ready because you want to impress. She's a chief meteorologist. Like, if you think you have a future in meteorology, and I believe you do, you want to perform to your best level when Julie comes up. And the reason we're bringing Julie Durda on from Local 10 in the next segment, there's a whole bunch of storms out there. There's a hurricane named Jerry, which... I mean, come on.
I'm terrified of Jerry.
Jerry?
Jerry?
Just like Jerry.
Because Jerry sneaks up on you. You never Jerry, know Jerry's like, there until like Jerry's
you,
there.
You underestimate Jerry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Jerry ain't going to do nothing.
Well,
bop.
She'll let us know, and the Hurricanes play at home on Saturday, so we'll get the weather from her. So Julie Durda in the next segment, just briefly, and we can have her grade Solana's weather updates as well. So this is a big segment for Solana. Coming up next.
Y'all got to get
He's nervous back there. I can see him already.
Oh, he's rewriting his report?
I see it. You see him? He's hunched over the paper. He's scratching stuff out.
The weather changed in 10 seconds?
He's going to get it right, Jack. Doesn't matter when it's just for us. Julie Durda is on the line. He's going to get it right, Jack.
Tighten up, Solana. And get out to Lubeck Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. If you are in the market for a new car, guys, go see my homeboy, Eric Nunez, at Lubeck Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. This amazing dealership has a line of cars and trucks that are award-winning. They have an award-winning staff. You got to get down to Lubeck Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. They will save you thousands over any other dealer, not in the city, not in the state, in the nation. This is the dealership, and I'm telling you the truth. Other dealers call my boy Eric and ask him to get them a vehicle. They can't get them their self the deal that Eric will get them and their loved ones. Y'all got to get down there. He's going to hook you up. Trust me, I have bought a number of cars from Eric. I've sent dozens of people down to Eric Nunez at Lubeck Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. He will hook you up. Get incredible deals all month long. Find new roads, but don't overpay. Why go anyplace else if you're in the market for a new car? Go holler at Eric Nunez, his award-winning staff, conveniently located on 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway. You got to get down to Lubeck Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, and see the team, see the car, see how a dealership is really run. You will be amazed. If you've been to other dealerships, go to Lubeck Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. They are going to knock your socks off. 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway and online at CoconutCreekChevrolet.com. Lubeck Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, find new roads.
You know, Brady was out that season in 2008 when you guys.
Why are you always putting all the information
out there? I didn't know if you had remembered or not. I just knew what the hell happened.
I got a brain of an elephant.
Julie Durda. The what of an elephant do you have?
You know.
No, I don't. Julie Durda, meteorologist for Local 10. She joins us next on Hochman and Crowder. You can always text the show 67974, 67974. Texts on Hochman and Crowder are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. This month, all new Toyotas are at clearance prices with 0% APR financing for 75 months on select models. And I wanted to get a quick weather update from Julie Durda, one of the meteorologists at Local 10. You probably watch her every morning. And you can get constant updates from her at local10.com. And I happened to be on Twitter this morning, and she's tweeting, there's all these storms out there, and I can't keep track of them all. And I figure we'll bring on Julie. Yeah. And then also I'm planning on going to the Hurricanes game Saturday at Hard Rock Stadium so we could see what's going on there. So there she is. Hello, Julie.
Hey there. Good afternoon, guys.
How are you? Everything good?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, the closer we get to fall, the closer we get out of September, the better my job's going to get. I think the better our weather is definitely going to be. So I think we'll all be happy about that.
Is that the busy time of hurricane season? I was going to ask you that. Is it the month of September specifically?
You know, it technically the peak is at the beginning. It is September 10th. But this year, you know, Mother Nature is like, I just want all of these storms out there to continue to make you work, Julie Durda. So I'm going to make you talk about each and every cluster of showers and storms. So unfortunately, that's been the case.
And Julie, can you take time off during hurricane season? What is it, June to November, something like that?
You know, it's very tough. It is very, very tough. Because unfortunately, when these storms do start to develop, you know, we usually have about a good 7 to 14 days to watch them. But typically our boss is, yeah, no go. I actually did have one day off for Labor Day. I was going to take Labor Day off, but that's when Dorian made its way close to the Bahamas and actually moved through the Bahamas. So unfortunately, yeah, that vacation was canceled, even though it was just a day. So no, typically I'm working for you. I'm working from you from June until November, and we have sweeps in February, then we have sweeps in May. So really the only couple months I could take off would be January, March, April.
People think it's so glamorous too. What time you get up, Julie? Tell everybody what time you get up every morning.
Hockman, it's such a great job. You get 3 months out of the year that you could take off, and hopefully you'll be able to take that time off. But, you know, I got my coworkers we got to fill in for too. So, little do you guys know, I wake up at 2 a.m. I get to the station at 3. But something you don't know either is that during tropical season, we get updates at 2 a.m. So I actually have to be at the station before 2 a.m. so I can make those beautiful graphics.
It's crazy, right? Crowder's looking at me
circles.
It's crazy. So you're usually sleeping right now, right?
I did wake up from a nap to be on the show with you. But remember, I do have a 3-year-old. So I only nap when he naps. And now that he's 3, with kids, the older they get, the less they nap. So I'm really hoping to wear him out so he'll go back to bed soon.
Netflix, Hulu.
Baby Einstein.
No,
fire up that Baby Einstein DVD.
No. You guys know the best thing to do is get him outside, have him running. He loves soccer. He loves basketball. Not really sure how to play football yet, but loves to throw the ball. Just not very good at catching. But don't worry. I'm going to install all of that in him. Don't worry.
Julie Derda, one of the meteorologists at Local 10. What is going on in the tropics right now? There seem to be a whole bunch of storms. I saw Imelda. I saw Jerry. Is there anything that South Florida needs to be aware of?
No, right now we're good. I mean, I do want you to pay attention if you do have family in Texas because they're getting flooding, an enormous amount of rainfall from Imelda, and unfortunately that's going to cause some flash flooding for eastern Texas, Houston, and towards even parts of western Louisiana. We have Umberto, if anybody has family in Bermuda, definitely needs to be watching that. That system's actually just north of the island, but it's a Category 3 hurricane, so they're feeling the effects of it actually as we speak. What time is it? Yeah, it should be moving just north of the island. So definitely check on any family and friends there. And then we have Jerry, which is just east of the Leeward Islands. Now, this system should track north of the islands, all the island chain in the Caribbean. So for right now, that's the forecast path and that's the outlook. But remember, Mother Nature changes things, even though we don't expect them to change. We're going off of guidance and models that have been around and been running and trusted for years and years. But you never know. Mother Nature may weaken a high pressure, and that allows for a window for something to move more north or more west. So these are all things we always think about when we talk about tropics. That's why we always say there's so much uncertainty until we get about 2 days out from wherever the system could be going, because the forecast cone of air does go out a percentage after 4 to 5 days.
And Julie,
the answer for you is that no, we don't have to worry about anything here in South Florida. Okay. We got to worry about Saturday.
All the activity out there in the tropics, but we're clear right now.
Yes, indeed.
Hey Julie, was Dorian as crazy for you as long as you've been doing this as it was for us that it just stopped and set still for 18, 24 hours?
It was so upsetting, and I would say something that as a meteorologist, you don't read that in a textbook. You don't learn that in college because that does not happen. For that to happen, there were two things that occurred that typically never occur. And it's so unfortunate and it's so sad. And again, we need to continue to give to them, you guys. We got to do whatever we can to help them rebuild the Bahamas. That's a lot of our vacations. That's a lot of family and friends that are there. We got to do whatever we can to get them back up and running. It's something that is historic devastation, and unfortunately, we hope to never see a hurricane, like that again.
Yeah, that is the truth. Julie Derda, Local 10. And so, finally, for Saturday, the Hurricanes are playing. They're hosting Central Michigan. It's a 4 o'clock kickoff at Hard Rock Stadium on Saturday. Anything to be worried about with the weather?
It's just going to be hot, you guys. I mean, unfortunately, you know, the calendar says fall begins on Monday, but not here in South Florida. Even though I do have to tell you, tomorrow we'll have a nice little taste of it briefly for about 12 hours. But come Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're talking rain chances back up. We've got a 40% chance of showers actually at kickoff. And we'll see if it feels like temperatures at 92 degrees. But we're going to have a good breeze. So the winds will really help. It's not like the rain's just going to be hovering over us. The winds are going to be moving in up to 20 miles per hour with gusts in the 20s as well. So that kind of keep everything going, moving and shaking. You know, the breeze always helps. So you're not just sitting there sweating like you're in a sauna.
Yeah, that's how it was last Saturday. All right, Julie Durto.
I'm sure it was.
Watch her on Local 10. Check out local10.com. Follow her on Twitter as well. Thank you for waking up out of a nap just to talk to us. Oh, wait, Solana, I didn't have – hold on. Our executive producer –
I know. I wanted to hear about his weather forecast.
He does a weather forecast. He told you. That's so cute. He does a weather forecast at the top of every hour, and he's not – I don't know if he knows what's important or not. Like, how do I put this, Crowder? Like, he's dumb. He's dumb. Okay. No, here, listen to him. Now,
don't
get nervous just because Julie is a professional meteorologist, and don't razzle dazzle it. You know,
like playing basketball in front of D Wade.
Right. I know.
It's gonna be tough.
Let's hear your actual weather report that you were gonna do at 3:08 this afternoon, and I told you to wait till Julie comes on.
If anybody should be nervous, it's you two, because Julie's about to steal me away from the two of you.
Wow. Okay. He is throwing it down here. Let's hear what he's got.
Watch out.
Currently, South Florida, it is partly sunny, 90 degrees right now, but tonight the low will drop to 78 degrees. Expect a cloudy night as a 32% cloud cover will move in over SoFla. 64% chance of humidity. And currently,
wait, a 64% chance of humidity. What does that mean, Julie?
And currently, 0 inches of ice on the ground.
0 inches of ice on the ground. That seems superfluous at best.
You guys are hilarious. I hope you didn't read that off the internet, because if you did.
That's his celebratory music. He thinks he killed it. I'm not even joking, Julie. He thinks he killed it.
Find me on LinkedIn, Julie.
He does this all the time. He says 64% chance of humidity. That's wrong, right? It's 64% humidity.
Yeah, and the chance isn't that it's going to be 64%. It's the probability of it becoming 64%, what it actually feels like. Because remember, relative humidity is measured by the atmospheric moisture in the atmosphere. But
right.
I'm sure you already knew that,
right? And then when he gives you the percentage of cloud cover in the evening, do you think that's important or not? Like, would that make your weathercast?
32%, Julie.
Not really, because typically people don't look up at the sky and go, wow,
right,
there's 100% of our sky coverage, and
right,
32% of it is going to be. But you know what? A for effort.
Okay.
I would give him a B because, I'm nice. I mean, I'm sure.
Right. It's not because you're being honest. It's because you're nice.
but he definitely has room for growth. And I would love to have him come in. I'll work with him. I'll sit with him.
There you go.
I'll show him, the reality of what weather is and
what
he could learn.
Solana, I am assigning you to Julie Durda for one day, where he has to get up at 2 a.m. and meet you at Local 10 at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
and not be a pain in the ass. Like, he really needs to learn from you the way that he can properly give, a 15 or 20 second radio weather update.
I love it. I think that'd be great.
All right, you're assigned to Julie Durda. I'm gonna arrange this, Solana.
I'm down. I'm excited.
All right, there you go, Julie. Thank you. Go back to sleep. Sorry to bother you.
Never a bother. We'll be speaking again soon, I'm sure. We'll have plenty more games to talk about and more to talk about once we're done with the tropics.
Yes.
Because, we can also talk outside of November when the weather's going to be nice.
That is true. All right. I always love talking to Julie Durda on the air. She's very good radio personality. And then you go and you get the weather from Solana and you go, oh, look what we're doing here. look what we're doing. It shows you the spectrum. It's perfect. Thanks, Julie.
Oh, you guys are great. Have a great day. We'll talk soon.
Julie Durda there from Local 10. I'm not kidding you. I am assigning you to do that, Solana. We know Solana likes to wake up around 10, 10:30.
Bro, she has a 3-year-old. Now she's going to get a 4-year-old to follow her around all day.
Play the baby Einstein tape for Solana if he starts to get annoying. All right, so nothing to worry about with the storms that are out there. And if you're going to the Hurricanes game on Saturday, shouldn't be much of a worry either. So that's good. And no more cloud cover and no more percentage humidity chance.
Cloud cover at night?
Like, when she says it to you, no one really looks up at the sky at night and comments on the cloud cover. Does that resonate at all or no?
Not really, and I think I nailed it with the 0 inches of ice on the ground.
All right. Well, good job out of you. some people you just can't.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you, man.
Yeah, man. All right, football season is here. I want to talk about Dave and Buster's. You know, you're going to want to make Dave and Buster's in Hollywood your football-watching headquarters. So I've been reminding you, check this out. This is so unbelievable. If you've been to Dave and Buster's, you know their sports bar. They've got dozens of flat screens and projection TVs. Dave and Buster's now has a 42-foot TV. You heard that right. Imagine watching football on a 42-foot screen. That's football heaven. For every Miami game, college and pro, you need to be at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. Or you want to watch Thursday night football tomorrow. Like, you just cannot go wrong on a 42-foot screen. And they've got an awesome happy hour. Cocktails are half price. Monday through Friday, they've got happy hour starting at 4 p.m., goes till 7. Sunday through Thursday, late night happy hour, 10 p.m. until close. During happy hour and late night happy hour, bar bites are only $5. And then for football season, on NFL football Sundays, Mondays, and Thursdays, all you can eat wings with a power card. And they've got 22-ounce domestic drafts, Bud Light and Miller Lite for $4, Sam Adams Seasonal for $5. You can add a hitch to any draft, Jägermeister, Patron Silver, Fireball, Crown Royal, Jack Daniels, Jameson, only $3. It is going off all football season long at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. We love that place. We do a ton of events there. It's between Sterling and Sheridan, just east of 95 in the Oakwood Plaza. Dave & Buster's, eat, play, drink, watch. Take a quick break. We'll come back with more on Hockman and Crowder.
Sing it, Crowder.
Try to catch me singing all the time. I like these songs.
Sing it.
It's amazing how you knock me off my feet.
Tomorrow, by the way, we'll have Don Bailey Jr. You know, we have him every Thursday, and we give him lines to work into the Hurricanes broadcast. So what I'm working on, since the Hurricanes play Central Michigan, all musicians from Michigan, which is rich in, you know, from Motown.
I was going to say
which
Motown.
Is Detroit.
Yes.
To Eminem, 8 Mile.
Yep.
Like, you know, it's replete with a lot of lines. They're probably right in DBJ's wheelhouse. So tomorrow, DBJ, and we will do some lines for him to work into the broadcast Saturday against Central Michigan.
When you say right in his wheelhouse, do you mean old?
Yeah.
I just, you know, you said it a couple weeks in a row.
Yeah.
I just let people
know.
I was
like Julie Dirt in the last segment. I mean, she essentially told you, Solana, you have a nice personality. Like, you understood what she was saying, right?
I think my weather report was great.
Okay, so you didn't understand what she was saying.
I don't know what
so
she
you
was
didn't
talking
understand
about.
What she was saying.
Whenever somebody calls your work cute,
and
it's not saying it's great.
Anytime anyone gives someone an A for effort. Like, whenever you hear that, if you're getting an A for effort, it means the actual work sucked.
Yeah.
The effort was okay at best, but she's looking for some. She's not Simon Cowell. She's not going to give you the mean judging, right?
No.
She's Julianne Hough. She's going to give you a sweet take on it. But she told you she gave you an A for effort. She didn't say your weather report was good.
Right, but I think what happened there was you guys let her in on the bit that, you know, you guys make fun of my weather report. You make fun of my weather report.
My intention was never to make fun of your weather reports. My intention when you started doing weather was to get the weather report.
Oh, is that?
That was the intention. It wasn't to make fun of your weather reports. Your weather reports happened to be awful. So we started making fun of them.
When you used to talk to girls, and after you finished, they punched your shoulder and said bye, did you think that was a good thing? Oh, Alex.
When they called you slugger or kiddo.
Boy, I would have ate my soul up if I was talking to a woman back in the day and she called me slugger.
Hey, that's cute, slugger. Gave you a punch on the shoulder.
Kiddo.
Thank you for buying me that shot. I appreciate that. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. I'm watching the betting lines just out of curiosity. It's morbid curiosity. I thought that Dolphins and Cowboys would go under 21. I want to bet the Cowboys, but I don't want to lay over 21 points, and it's at 21.5, and it's been stuck there for a couple days. And then that Patriots-Jets line, it's down to 22. You know, I think we should bet that. I think we should bet Patriots minus 22. You tell me how the Jets, led by Luke Falk, backed up by David Fales, is going to move on New England.
They can't.
How?
Le'Veon Bell. But yeah. They tried it. They tried it against
the
Browns.
And they had one nice drive. They actually had a nice drive working.
But then now Belichick saw that one nice drive. I'm telling you, I'm iffy on the Dolphins, Dallas Cowboys, because the defense played well in that first half.
First road game, though, and you've gotten housed over 100 points. Like, I think the Dolphins are in store for a shellacking.
I'm with you, but I will pull the trigger whenever you want to do Patriot Jets.
Yeah, I think we should, but although it's going down, man. I don't know. I don't get it. I mean, I understand it's a lot of points, but I mean, I know Adam Gase is a quarterback whisperer, so if he does a lot of whispering to Luke Falk this week, maybe he can really turn him around. But
that's the worst thing he could do. Leave him alone.
I really think if they allow him to throw, I mean, you saw it with the Patriots Dolphins games. We had a couple pick sixes, right?
Yes.
There were two. Were there two?
If they allow, two pick one.
Two pick sixes,
Jamie
three
Collins,
interceptions.
Yeah.
Jamie Collins and Stephon Gilmore.
Right, and one of them obviously was Kalen Ballage's fault. But
Hawk, did you see the offensive line of the Jets? What Myles Garrett did to that left tackle?
It was scary almost. Myles Garrett was Jefferson. It was from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I was getting flagged half the time, but it was Jefferson.
And you don't think Belichick's going to figure out a way to take advantage of that? I'll bet it at whatever number they put up there.
I do like that Patriots game. I do. We might as well. We hate them. We might as well make some money off them.
Hell yeah.
By the way, Rob Pizzola is not going to be able to join us tomorrow. And he had a good week this week, too, but he's in England. He was at that Liverpool game yesterday, I think. Was that in England?
No, I don't believe it was.
Where was it?
In
Napoli?
Italy. Yeah, Napoli.
Well, he was at some soccer game overseas yesterday.
Chelsea played at home, I believe, yesterday.
Maybe that's where he was. Well, anyway, he's not going to be able to join us this week, so you will miss out on the CFL game of the week. Unless I DM him, I guess. I guess I can get it that way. So here's what we're going to do, because it's a busy show, and I was late getting here because there's bad traffic on 95. I don't say that with any pride. I was late getting to work.
You let it go.
I mean, listen, what are you going to do?
Let it go.
Well, in all honesty, I told you earlier, there was a fatality on 95. I was late for work. Somebody's not coming home tonight.
It's all relative.
Yeah, you keep it all relative.
Yeah.
But here's what we've got coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. So the Orange Bowl does an unbelievable event every year. I know you can't participate this year.
So upset.
It's their signature fundraising event. It's the Orange Bowl Food and Wine Celebration. And I'm going to be one of the judges. You and I were both judges last year. And it's just great eating and drinking. But one of the chefs is going to stop by at 4 o'clock. And we can promote this for them because it benefits a lot of great charities in the area. Make-A-Wish Southern Florida, Special Olympics Florida, and the Orange Bowl Leadership Academy. So we're going to talk about that in a moment. And then did you say Joe Shad is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour?
4:20 p.m., Joe Shad.
Okay, so Joe Shad, he's got some interesting takes on what's going on with the Dolphins and what happened with Minka Fitzpatrick. Like, there's some interesting stuff for Dolphins fans. So Joe Shad will join us in the 4 o'clock hour as well. And then you said we've got some prizes to give away as well, right?
We do have some prizes. We have some Riptide tickets to
yes,
give away
yes.
and a Dave & Buster's gift card
all
to
right.
give away as well.
All right, so in the next 2 hours, a lot of giveaways with great prizes and a lot of fun to be had as well. So you don't want to go anywhere. We got a lot of stuff coming up.
If you're going to go somewhere, go to Delaware Chicken
or
Farm.
Or go to Delaware Chicken
Market.
That's the only place you can go.
You got to get to Delaware, guys. I have really been going for 15 years. When I first got down here, somebody told me about it. They are awesome. Same family owns and operated Delaware since 1951. They know what they're doing. Thousands of families go to Delaware weekly. Just jump on the bandwagon. There is plenty of delicious food down there, and they have a great selection. DelawareChicken.com is the website to see the entire menu, but the lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, and turkey, the lobsters, a bunch of different types of shrimp, 20 different species of fish, alligator meat, frog legs, venison, escargot. You think of it, they got it, the eggs, the fish dip, the crab dip, the already prepared food now. They have all the raw, delicious stuff, too, that you can make, but the broasted chicken, they have 4, 8, 12, 16, 20 piece. Feed as many people as you have with the roasted chicken dinners and the rotisserie chicken, turkey, turkey breast, Cornish hen, ducks. Guys, go to Delaware. The food is amazing. And for Rosh Hashanah, if you really want to do it up for Rosh Hashanah, go to Delaware. Wild caught whitefish, pike, carp. We were cleaned and grind for free. Gefilte fish patties, chopped chicken liver. They have the first cut Angus brisket. They have all your Rosh Hashanah needs, guys. Get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market for Rosh Hashanah, but for dinner tonight, dinner tomorrow, dinner the next day, guys. DelawareChicken.com has the entire menu. They're going to save you money. They're going to save you time. You can call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. They have your order package ready when you get there. You got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, 441 one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
We going to Rosh and we going to Hashanah.
Ooh, I can't wait.
And we're going to do it together. All right, more next on Hockman and Crowder.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.